What are the evil consequences of our sins? There are two things that all of us as sinners have had coming to us for our sins. Every sin, no matter how, as we would say, small that sin may be, every sin deprives us of God's grace. That is the Catholic Church's definition of guilt. I have taught too many priests, over 600 of my own Jesuits, not to know they can be, what shall I say, intoxicated with our own self-love and not realize that every sin we've committed has always, and the Arab is always, deprived us more or less of God's grace. But secondly, having sinned, every sin always, always, shall I use the verb, earns punishment. There are two words, sisters, do not forget for the rest of your lives. There are two words that go together, and they are sin and pain. Had there been no sin in the world, there would be no pain. If you want to know something about the consequences of sin, all you have to do is walk down one of the streets of Calcutta. The suffering, the agonizing pain, and the worst pain, sisters, is not in the body. The worst pain is in the soul. For 5 years, under obedience to my Jesuit superiors, I taught at a state university. When I began teaching, I was the first Catholic priest in the United States to teach Catholic theology in a state university. 5 years later, when I left, I think I can say this, they fired me. And guess what? They accused me of proselytizing. Well, of converting the student that I taught. My record was 3 suicides among my students in 2 weeks. The suffering, the agony, and especially in those who do not have our faith, which makes sense of pain. Over the years, I have taught all the major religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam. I told my students, Christianity just on the basis of sheer logic must be the one true religion, because Christianity explains the meaning of pain. And sisters, that's why. Beg our Lord never for 1 minute to complain about the pain in your life. Never complain. Why not? Because first of all, having sinned ourselves, we deserve all the suffering that a just God can send us. I deserve my pain, you deserve yours. But secondly, as you'll see at greater length during this retreat, the most powerful means of obtaining grace for others is suffering. And here it is, suffering from others for others. When I entered the Society of Jesus, stupidly, I thought I was entering a religious order. Everybody would be, well, a 20th century Aloysius or Francis Xavier or Andrew Bobola or the martyrs of North America. And I woke up. Harden, you fool. The people you are living with are striving after sanctity. You're not saints yet. And if you worry about how much others in the community, how much pain they cause you, remind yourself how much pain you cause them. If we have to live with others, remember, others have to live with us. But it is not just to expiate our own past life. I can say this honestly. One reason I entered the village of life was to spend the rest of my years in expiation for my sins. However, pain and suffering are not only expiatory for our own sins. They are the most powerful means we have for obtaining God's mercy for others. We will touch on this more than once. In the name of our Lord, never run away from the cross. Never. Here, one more reflection. Know the world in order to put away everything in our lives that is worldly.